Cain, and you know idleness is the devil's playground. And then we have people who didn't care, and especially it becomes worse when we're wealthy and we have the means to do and help the poor, but they did not care for the poor and the needy, and finally they committed abomination. Now I would suggest to you that in that word abomination is homosexuality. But it was not mentioned specifically. Now, the question is, was there homosexuality in the city? Obviously, probably, yes. But it was probably in private. It was in the closet. It was not flaunted in the public. But by the time we get to Genesis chapter 19, homosexuality was not something that was done in private any longer. Man, it was in the open, full-blown. They were marching in the streets. You look in Genesis chapter 19, you talk about the two angels that came in verse 4. And I tell you, these angels were probably disguised as men, probably handsome men. And they walked into the city of Sodom and went into the house of Lot, that a motley crew. Now I want to describe this in verse 4 of chapter 19. Young and old, and from every quarter. I'm telling you, this spirit of homosexuality had pervaded everyone in the society, from young to old and from rich to poor. It didn't matter. This spirit of homosexuality, by the time we come to Genesis 19, had spread and infected the whole city. And these men, this motley crew, this unruly bunch came and wanted to know these men carnally. They wanted to sodomize these two men. They wanted to rape these two men. And here is Lot standing. He says, don't do this. What's happened to a city that was once prosperous and blessed and thriving economically that can fall into the depths of such perversity and sin and corruption that they would march out in the streets and parade their homosexuality and flaunt their sin? That's lawlessness, my friends. That's when divine judgment becomes inevitable. Billy Graham said one time, that he says, when you look at some of the cities in the world today and the sin and the corruption, he said God would have to apologize to Sodom if he doesn't do something about these things.